So I'm back in the city now, from Kent. Had a really nice time. Poppy had a great time. Me and Claude had a really good time. Loads of countryside, lots of relaxation, and just really, really nice to be out of London. And as I said in the last boo, really quiet and really low on mental stimulus, which London is far from. Back in London now, and you know, I feel positive in the sense that I've had 3 weeks or so of depression, and I feel like it's slipping away now, and I'm on the road to getting back to you know, something a bit more stable and happy, which is cool. I have noticed that the moment I come back to London, my mind has just gone into overdrive. It's 4:20 now. I can't sleep. I'm wide awake. I guess I've had lots of rest over the past few days, but I know it's not normal on mine to be this active. I think I'm thinking about all sorts of things, but I'm thinking about things like the main thing being that I'm at a massive crossroads in life now. I think I'm going to either negotiate a bit more, but generally I'm moving towards accepting a lump sum payment from my sickness scheme, rather than the payment for the next, you know, till I can go back to work. Mainly because I think one part of the process of me getting better has to be making a break between my old work, my old profession, which was very stressful, and a new life. It's been a weird period up till now, really. Just I realise now, you know, trying to distract my mind from thinking about this big thing that basically decides everything. And, you know, we've had an offer that's all right. It's not brilliant, but I mean, it's all right. But it is a leap of faith, because it's, if I'm ill for longer than 18 months or so, I'd have been better off staying with monthly payments. But then I'd still be employed by that company, and it would still feel like an unresolved part of my life. And I want to try and find optimism, and I know I've got strength, and I know I've got love. You know, I've got the most amazing wife, and I've got my dog, and I've got my family. They're all amazing, top quality, can't fault them. So it's massive life change time, and you know, in a year or two's time, we were going to have to move up to Manchester, because of Children's BBC moving up there, and that's what my wife does. It seems that might happen earlier, I'm not sure. The thing is, we've no idea what we're going to do, or what I'm going to do in particular. And the point is that I'm mentally ill at the minute, so I've got to be real careful what I set myself out to do, because I don't want another mental breakdown. And I'm confident that if I do it carefully-ish, I won't. I've got to also face the fact that, you know, I'm a learner as far as web development goes, and I maybe take on too much when really I should be learning, you know, or rehashing stuff I've already done, or just not leaping on and doing things that matter to people so much as things that are fun for me. But yeah, that's mainly because I'm a lot sicker than I like to admit sometimes, and you know, if I'm knocked, or if I feel, well, not if I feel, it doesn't take much to send to wipe a month out of depression, and it's awful. It's just, it's really like my brain goes to sleep for that period, and all positivity and enthusiasm and energy and optimism just was just absent, and yeah, it's emotional, draining, and as it starts to, you know, become last week's issue, so the relief lifts, and so I think at the moment my brain's just racing because of how relieved I feel to be out of that depression.